أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإذا لقيتم الذين كفروا فضرب الرقاب حتى إذا أثخنتموهم فشدوا الوثاق فإما منا بعد وإما فداء حتى تضع الحرب أوزارها ذلك ولو يشاء الله لانتصر منهم ولكن ليبلو بعضكم ببعض والذين قتلوا في سبيل الله فلن يضل أعمالهم الله تبارك وتعالى in the beginning of the surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed two paths the path of kufr they are generally the people who stop others from the path of Allah over and above the fact that they themselves disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's decree upon them is أَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ That their good work also will be void by Allah insofar as akhirat is concerned. In this world Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will grant them the rewards of their good deeds. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke of those who have brought iman in Allah and their reward will be forgiveness and Allah Rabbul Izzat will rectify the matters. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the aspect of striving in the path of Allah, going out in jihad, fi sabilillah. One aspect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about here is Allah says, فَإِذَا لَقِيتُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا O Muslims, when you meet those who have disbelieved, and obviously they have antagonized you, and now they come and they attack you, and they want to take away your land, they want to spill your blood, etc. Then, فَضَرْبَ الْرِقَابِ At that time, you should aim to smite their necks. In other words, you will have to now go into fully-fledged combat against them. So do not hold back at that time, but you will march forward and you will show your courage and your enthusiasm and all that, obviously, only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حَتَّى إِذَا أَثْخَنْتُمُوهُمْ Now, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you have extensively slain them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you power over them, so you are now overpowering them, you are overcoming them, then do not continue till you kill each and every one of them. But Allah says, فَشُدُّ الْوَثَاقِ At that time, then tie them in bond. In other words, those who remain, if they surrender, allow them to surrender, but obviously you are going to imprison them and you are going to take them as captives, prisoners of war. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives two options. فَإِمَّا مَنَّا بَعْدُ Thereafter, if you wish to, you can favor them and you can free them without anything in lieu, without any ransom, like we find at the time of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah in the next surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses that 80 people tried to plunge upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the Mount of Tan'im. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam apprehended them. Sahaba had caught them as captives. But all 80, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had freed them. وَإِمَّا فِدَاءَ But if you want to, then you can also free them against a ransom. The ransom could either be in monetary value or there can be exchange of prisoners, whatever the cases may be. حَتَّى تَضُعَ الْحَرُبُ أَوْزَارَهَا And this will continue until the battle itself leaves its weapons. In other words, until the battle comes to an end. ذَلِك Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is the rule and that is the command of Allah insofar as going out in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. This is obviously not the only command, but over here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks only about this aspect. But the truth and the reality is that we need to sit down and think and ponder, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring about this battle into being between the forces of haqq and batil? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, and Allah says, وَلَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ لَانْتَصَرَ مِنْهُمْ If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desired, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have taken retribution against them himself. Allah could have avenged and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have destroyed them himself. The many nations that we had read about before this in the previous surah, the people of Ad, for example, Allah speaks about the different nations, the people of Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, the people of Thamud, and all those people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala avenged, Allah punished them himself without the intervention of man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have continued doing that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want to do that with the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Many other reasons, but one important reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكِنْ لِيَبْلُوَ بَعْضَكُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to test you. Allah tests some of you against others. Allah wants to see who is willing to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is willing to go out for the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in store for them, who is willing to go so that this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become dominant on the surface of this earth. Thereafter Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Obviously, there will also be losses from the side of the Muslims. Those that go out, the mujahideen, they will give their lives, they will spill their bloods, etc. So Allah says, and those who have become shaheed, martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَيُّضِلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never let their amal, their actions go on the wayside, go to waste. Allah will reward them fully. Allah is fully aware of the intention that they had gone out. Allah is fully aware of each and every drop of blood that they had given for the sake of Allah. Leave the drop of blood, even the perspiration and the sweat, each step that they had taken in the path of Allah, the sacrifice that they make, the sacrifices their children and those that they leave at home make. Allah is aware of it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fully rewards for all of that. Sayahdihim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide those who had gone out in the path of Allah. They were unable to give their life for the sake of Allah. They will be continuously in the guidance of Allah. وَيُصْلِحُ بَعْلَهُمْ. And for both, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rectify the condition. For those who had given their lives in the akhirat, Allah will give them the best of ajr, best of reward. Those who had come back home and they were unable to give their lives, then they also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rectify the conditions. وَيُدْخِلُهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ عَرَّفَهَا لَهُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those that had gone, those that spilled their blood, Allah will grant them entry into Jannah. عَرَّفَهَا لَهُمْ. And Allah will make it known to them, their abode and their place in Jannah. That when they enter Jannah, they need not be any signboards to show that where we have to go when we go for Hajj. Then they will tell you which is your tent according to your country, your continent. You go to Ijtimaz, they'll tell you according to your regions. But there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that they will just be guided towards the abode in Jannah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala who says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through a very unique fragrance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a person follow that fragrance and he will go to his abode in Jannah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the highest in Jannah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.